gotta know where you're going. You been? Woo! Look, what? Well, well, tell Cheney to make the decision. He's the one in charge. Anyway, where was I? Is that my time? You gotta know where you're going. You been? Woo!
The purpose of journalism is to question the prevailing wisdom. Question the prevailing wisdom.
Just speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
All rights reserved and affirmed.
Free all minds. These are weapons of mass
These
dissent.
These are weapons of mass dissent.
Welcome to Uprising, a daily digest of independent news analysis, investigation, education, artistic expression, and activism. It's Tuesday, February 19th, 2008, and I'm your host, Sonali Kohatkar.
It just makes me stop and
think. It just makes me stop and think.
It just makes me stop and think.
It just makes me stop and think.
Silence is not an option.
Poets and philosophers, rabble-rousers and revolutionaries, voices from the vault of the Pacifica Radio Archives on this special Fun Drive edition of Uprising.
Sorry if my eyes drop when the fellow meadows out, but I can't help myself, why should I?
This is Uprising. Good morning and welcome to Uprising. Today we spend the hour listening to some remarkable audio history from the Pacifica Radio Archives, a treasure trove of recorded speeches, collected interviews, and radio documentaries spanning decades of programming from the Pacifica Radio Network. The archives is home to nearly 50,000 tapes, featuring the words and wisdom of a broad diversity of leaders and participants in the movements for peace and social justice. Housed in the archives are voices such as Bertolt Brecht, Rachel Carson, Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, and hundreds of others. Each week, the Pacifica Radio Archives creates a one-hour program focusing on a particular person or topic called From the Vault. Airing on dozens of stations around the country, From the Vault has been broadcasting for over a year now, and 75 of the one-hour programs are collected on a set of MP3 CDs. Today, we offer you the chance to support KPFK Pacifica Radio during our fund drive, as well as the archives, by pledging $200 for 75 one-hour programs from the vault on a number of MP3 CDs. That's 75 hours of programming for a pledge of $200 by calling us at 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-KPFK. And who are some of the voices that are featured in these 75 hours? Well, we'll hear some of them today. They include Langston Hughes, June Jordan, Jim Morrison, J. Krishnamurthy, Alan Watts, Malcolm X, George Carlin, Dolores Huerta, Gore Vidal, Margaret Mead, Molly Ivins, Ralph Nader, and many, many others. It's a phenomenal collection of sounds, and what it does is it essentially organizes into these one-hour formats the vast array of material that exists in the archives, presents it to listeners, particularly listeners who may not be as familiar, perhaps young listeners who may not be as familiar with, say, the work of Rachel Carson, a young environmentalist who may not know that she was the pioneer of the modern environmental movement, presents this material with background, with history, talking to other experts, and hearing, of course, the voice of Rachel Carson herself. So give us a call anytime this hour, and for a pledge of just $200, which, by the way, is just a little over $16 a month, only 54 cents a day, if you call us at 818-985-KPFK, we would love to send you these CDs in a beautiful box set. It's about 8 CDs containing 75 MP3 programs. Now, these are not audio CDs. These are CDs that will play on your computer. If you stick them in your computer, you can transfer them to your portable MP3 player, such as your iPod or other MP3 players, and you can listen to these amazing programs as you go for your daily walk, or if you go to the gym, or on your commute to work. Any of these programs are standalone. So give us a call right now at 818-985-KPFK, and we will send you this set of CDs. We want to listen to some of the poets that are featured in the Pacifica Radio Archives, starting with Langston Hughes. This is an excerpt from the From the Vault program of Langston Hughes.
To the enemy who would conquer us from without, We say no to the enemy who would divide and conquer us from within. We say no. Freedom, brotherhood, democracy. To all the enemies of these great words, we say no. A long time ago, an enslaved people heading toward freedom made up a song. Keep your hand on the plow. Hold on. Across the field of history, the plow plowed a new furrow. Into that furrow, the freedom seed was dropped. From that seed, a tree grew, is growing, will ever grow. That tree is for everybody, for all Americans, for all the world. May its branches spread and its shelter grow until all races and all people know its shade. Keep your hand on the plow. Hold on. Keep your hand on the plow. Hold on.
And that's the voice of Langston Hughes himself, preserved in the Pacific Art Radio archives, and so appropriate for us during this Black History Month to hear the voice of this remarkable poet. This is a man whose voice now lives alongside others like him, more contemporary, perhaps June Jordan, Audre Lorde, so many other remarkable, incredible poets and writers like James Baldwin. These are the voices that are preserved in the Pacific Art Radio archives. Langston Hughes here reading one of his poems, and this is material that has been used to put together in these one-hour programs, 75 hours of programming from the Pacific Art Radio archives, yours on 8 CDs. They're MP3 CDs for a pledge of just $200. If you do the math, think about how much that basically is for a CD. And you know what's really important here is that you don't find this material anywhere else. This is what's amazing, and this is why I really enjoy offering these to our listeners. This is unique material. The Pacifica Radio Archives houses material from Pacifica stations across the country. You cannot get this on an online CD store. You cannot go down the street and buy this anywhere else. You can only get it through the Pacifica Radio Archives, and today through KPFK as part of our fund drive. So give us a call right now at 818-985-5735-818-985-KPFK. And what your money does, what your $200 pledge does, is it helps keep us on the air so that we can continue to produce more programming that is then housed in the archives. This rich treasure trove of audio history that is essentially, sometimes some of it is the only material that's there. Sometimes the Pacifica Radio Archives finds that it has the sole copy of a particular speech or a particular recording and has in fact loaned material to PBS, to the BBC, and to other media institutions across the world. So give us a call right now at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. In addition to Langston Hughes, on this amazing set of MP3 CDs is James Baldwin, Emma Goldman, Henry Miller, Jim Morrison, J. Krishnamurti, June Jordan, George Carlin, Addie Gevins, Alan Watts, John Lithgow, Studs Terkel, Dolores Huerta, Woody Guthrie, Langston Hughes, of course, whom we just heard, Ralph Nader, Malcolm X, C. Wright Mills, Gore Vidal, Upton Sinclair, Betty Friedan, Amy Goodman, John Coltrane, Paul Robeson, Molly Ivins, Helen Caldicott. The list goes on and on. The most incredible set of luminaries and folks that are collected in these 75 hours of programming, yours for a pledge of just $200 right now. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. 818-985-KPFK. KPFK. Give us a call right now and let us know that you care about this incredible radio station. Nothing like it on the air anywhere else in Southern California. Completely unique. And Pacifica Radio Network, of course, a network that is historically tried to do it differently from all other media. In fact, Pacifica Radio is the pioneer of listener-sponsored media, an idea that was then borrowed by other public media institutions. Not that there's too many of them left. 818-985-KPFK is the number to call. We want to play you some June Jordan next, continuing on with our theme of poets that are preserved in the Pacifica Radio archives. June Jordan here. We'll hear the voice also of Christopher Sprinkle. Some of you may remember him as my producer, my very first producer here actually at KPFK. He then went on to work at KPFA up in Berkeley and then came back down south to work with the Pacifica Radio Archives. And in fact, he initially worked on From the Vault, one of the first producers of this program. If you know Christopher's work, you know that it's absolutely stellar work. And so you hear his voice here also talking about June Jordan, and we hear June Jordan herself reciting one of her poems. Take a listen, and while you're listening, remember to give us a call, 818-985-5735.
Pacifica's New York City station, WBAI, and one of its most respected African-American hosts at the time, Julius Lester, invited her into the studio to have an in-depth conversation about her life, her work, and the release of her first collection of poetry, Who Look at Me, sometime the following year. Julius Lester asked June Jordan specifically exactly where did she think the black experience stood in 1968.
Well, I think that we have been at the bottom of possibilities for happiness, you know, in this country all along. But I think we have hit a new kind of a nadir now, because the extensiveness and the virulence of racism and of deathless indifference, these things have become clearer and clearer and more violently demonstrated over the last year. And I think we've come to a point now where whatever happens, it would have to mean moving ahead rather than moving on the horizontal, perhaps because the temptations to hope, and to wait and to try and so on have been more and more luridly destroyed.
Meanwhile, cops come quick knock, bopping up the oak wood benches, bang bop, get out of here, they shout around the ladies, women, sisters, dying old, and all the formerly wives and mothers shuffle soft away with paper shopping bags beside them, almost empty. And a medium young man comes up to ask a question. Tell me, I mean, seriously, how does it feel to be beautiful? And I look back at him, a little bit alarmed, a little bit amused, before I say, it all depends too much on you.
June Jordan, remarkable poet, Jamaican-American political activist, writer, poet, and teacher. Her voice, along with the voice of so many other poets, preserved in the Pacifica Radio archives. Maybe you're a poet yourself, or a budding poet, or a writer, or a teacher of poetry or literature. If so, give us a call right now and make a pledge of $200 for this amazing radio station that helps collect programs like the clip that you just heard. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. And for a $200 pledge, we will give you 75 hours. That's right, 75 hours of programming on 8 CDs, 8 MP3 CDs. These are CDs that you can play on your computer. Although if you have a new kind of CD player these days, they play MP3 CDs as well. You can transfer them to your portable MP3 player and take a listen. They're amazing programs and so important for us to preserve and pass them down to our children. Maybe you're a teacher and you'd like to to share these with your classroom. 818-985-5735 is the number to call, 818-985-KPFK. Give us a call and let us know that you care about independent media. This remarkable collection of 75-hour-long programs from the vault, so important for us to keep preserved, and we want to give this to you for a pledge of $200. It's a tax-deductible contribution, not available anywhere else. In this particular hour that we played a short clip from, that a number of audio recordings went into this 1 hour, including an interview with June Jordan, several interviews, in fact, with June Jordan, and June Jordan reading her own poetry. Give us a call, folks, and maybe you've never heard of June Jordan. If you haven't, but you were moved by what you heard, then if your curiosity has, if you've become curious about this, do give us a call, because there are people on this set of CDs that you may never have heard of, and others, of course, that you have heard of, people like Malcolm X and Ralph Nader, but then there are folks that you may never have heard of who were incredible revolutionaries and philosophers and poets and writers and speakers and thinkers who shaped America and who have not gotten their due attention in the mainstream media because their words and thoughts have been dangerous. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK for a $200 pledge, get From the Vault. Now, some of you may have gotten the earlier version of From the Vault before, which were 51-hour programs for during one of our earlier fund drives. Now, if you did get that, you can just get the upgrade to your collection that you've already bought, which is the latest 25 programs. That's for a contribution of just $50. So perhaps you have the first 50 hours of From the Vault and you'd like to expand your collection to get the new 25 hours of programming. You can pledge just $50 and we'll send you those additional CDs to upgrade your collection. So the From the Vault upgrade for $50 pledge or the original 75 MP3 programs for a $200 pledge. And for the next 10 callers who do call and make a pledge of $200, we'd like to give you a little extra add-on, a little extra thank you gift on top of the $200. It's the Eric Clapton Guitar Festival of 2007. Maybe there's some Eric Clapton fans out there. This was just a little extra thank you that Maggie LaPique, our music coordinator, acquired for us. This was recorded last July in Chicago live, and it features Eric Clapton along with B.B. King and Vince Gill and Cheryl Crow and Willie Nelson and Steve Winwood. It's a two DVD set at Los Lobos, Jeff Beck, Bill Murray, of course, and John McLaughlin. So if you call us right now at 818-985-5735 for a $200 pledge, we'll give you both a From the Vault 8 CD set with 75 one-hour programs plus this two DVD set of Eric Clapton's Guitar Festival 2007. And we only have 10 copies of those left, so give us a call right now at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Maybe later on we'll play a little bit of music from this two DVD set, but do keep those calls coming in, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. I want to play you another track from another excerpt from the Vault programs that we're offering this morning. And this is Jay Krishnamurthy. Jay Krishnamurthy, an Indian philosopher who is from Madras and who came to the United States many years ago and became renowned for his ideas on all sorts of issues, relationships, organized religion, and he is also featured in the Pacifica Radio Archives. This is a man who actually never wrote down any of his thoughts, and so he is really preserved in the form of speeches, although some of his speeches have been transcribed into books. Jay Krishnamurthy, available as part of this incredible From the Vault 8 CD set with 75 MP3 programs, 75 hours of material, 818-985-5735. And if you call in the next few minutes, we'll also give you the two DVD set from Eric Clapton's Guitar Festival called Crossroads, 818-985-KPFK. Let's take a listen to Jay Krishnamurthy.
As he grew older and wiser, Krishnamurthy started to develop a disdain for the pedestal the Theosophical Society placed him on. In a famous speech in 1929, he said, "The truth cannot be organized, nor should any organization be formed to lead or coerce people along a particular path." And with that, he effectively disbanded the organization that made him, while also denouncing all organized religion.
So why should you look to another when you have to understand yourself and change yourself? And you can only watch yourself when you are free from all authority, so that you can see yourself directly as you actually are. Why should you consider the Indian saints any more than the Christian saints? All saints are fairly odd people. I have met several of them. Why don't you do very simple thing? Learn about yourself. Watch yourself. Look at yourself. The way you talk, walk, sit, eat. When you offer opinions, judgments. When you are ambitious, angry, jealous. It is all there. What do you want, saints, gurus? You know, we want saints and gurus and leaders and heroes because we are lazy. They have done, at least we think they have done all the work, and all that we have to do is just to follow them. You know, when you follow somebody, you are not only destroying yourself, but also the other whom you follow.
Krishnamurti spent the rest of his life teaching his unique perspective on the power of the self, to be achieved through courageous self-observation without judgment. He traveled the world, but interestingly enough, made his home in Ojai, California. During World War II, he did not speak publicly because he believed killing was wrong, whether done for the Axis or the Allies.
And that is the voice of Brian DeShazer, the director of the Pacifica Radio Archives, who is one of the hosts of From the Vault, which is the one-hour program by the Pacifica Radio Archives. And we heard also the voice, of course, of Jay Krishnamurti, the featured speaker on that particular one-hour program. Jay Krishnamurti, along with other philosophers like Bertolt Brecht and Alan Watts. In fact, maybe we'll hear from Alan Watts in a little bit as well. These are people whose voices are preserved in the archives. And we want to give you the 75 hours of programming that include what you just heard. I mean, maybe you were intrigued by what you just heard. Maybe you've never heard of Jay Krishnamurti. If so, there's so much more material in these CDs. Of course, we don't have time to play for you the full-length programs, and occasionally you hear them on KPFK at 2 in the afternoon, sometimes during the mornings, substituting for some of the morning review or even uprising when we've been out of town or on vacation. Such a beautiful program, very well produced. Award-winning program, 75 hours of this programming available to you for a pledge of just $200, and that's just 54 cents a day, folks. Think about how little money that is. It's a tax-deductible contribution, and you get a gift that you can't get anywhere else. 818-985-5735. That's the number to call, 818-985-KPFK. We still have some two DVD box sets of Eric Clapton left. If you'd like to call and add that on for no additional contribution, it's the Crossroads Eric Clapton Guitar Festival. And in fact, maybe we'll hear a little bit of the music from that. This is a two DVD set that features people like, of course, Eric Clapton himself and B.B. King, Steve Winwood, Sheryl Crow, Buddy Guy, and Willie Nelson, Vince Gill, also John McLaughlin. So we have a few of those left, Los Lobos, Jeff Beck. So give us a call right now for a $200 pledge. We'll give you these 75 hours of programming plus two DVDs for just a $200 pledge. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Give us a call and let us know that you care about this incredible radio station and that you care about keeping independent media alive. In fact, let's take a listen to some of the music from this remarkable two DVD set that Maggie has offered our listeners. Maggie LePeak, of course, the music coordinator here at KPFK. We're listening to Who Do You Love? That That's Robbie Robertson with Eric Clapton. And we have a few of these left, so give us a call right now. $200 pledge for the Pacifica Radio Archives, a living history, 75 hours of MP3 programming. We'll throw in a 2-DVD set that we're listening to right now, Eric Clapton, Crossroads, the Eric Clapton Guitar Festival, recorded just last year live in Chicago with an all-star cast, and royalties from the DVD actually were meant to benefit the Crossroads Center in Antigua. So it was for a good cause, which is, of course, very much in line with the cause of Pacifica Radio. 818-985-5735. We have 5 DVDs left, and so the next 5 callers, if you call right now, we'll give you 75 hours of MP3 programming from the Pacifica Radio Archives and 2 DVDs. Just a few of these left right now. In fact, probably only about 4 left. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. Who do you love? KPFK, I hope. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. And speaking of rock stars that we've been just listening to, Robbie Robertson and Eric Clapton, Jim Morrison is also preserved in the Pacific Art Radio Archives. Jim Morrison, not only a rock star, but a poet. And his voice preserved in the archives. In fact, there was a one-hour program that was done on Jim Morrison that's part of the 75 hours of programming. If you are a fan of Jim Morrison, if this is someone that you revere, then you might want to get a copy of this amazing MP3 CD collection, 1 hour of which is focused on Jim Morrison. And so let's take a listen, in fact, to Jim Morrison. The audio is a little bit fuzzy here. Here Jim Morrison talks about his fascination with reptiles.
The lizard and the snake are also identified with the unconscious and with the forces of evil. You know, they're the devil's gang. Reptiles are. And that piece, The Celebration of the Lizard, was kind of a invocation of dark forces. But it's all done tongue-in-cheek. I don't think people ever realize that. But it's not really serious, you know. Uh-huh. It's just, like, if you play a villain in a Western, that doesn't mean that that's you. You know? I mean, that's just an aspect that you choose to show, you know. Also, you know, and on a much more basic level, I've just always loved reptiles. Horned toads. I grew up in the Southwest for part of my life, and I used to catch horned toads and lizards, and of course snakes are, I still can't get too near snakes somehow. They still have kind of a, I mean, it's hard for me to pick up a snake and play with it. Some people can do it quite easily. But there's something deep in the human memory that responds strongly to snakes. Even if you've never seen one, you have like a dragon, you know, St. George and the dragon. I think a snake just embodies probably everything we fear.
Maybe you're a fan of The Doors and Jim Morrison. If you are, you can get a one-hour program as part of the 75 hours for a pledge of just $200. That's 75 hours of programming featuring people like Jim Morrison, whom we just heard, talking about his fascination with reptiles. Jim Morrison, dubbed the Lizard King by the media. This became his alter ego. And Jim Morrison, along with Langston Hughes, June Jordan, and so many other poets. 818-985-5735. Is the number to call. Give us a call and let us know that you care about independent media and you care about voices like Margaret Mead and Bertrand Russell, James Baldwin, and of course Christopher Hitcherwood, Isherwood, Woody Guthrie, and Langston Hughes, whom we heard earlier, Ralph Nader, Malcolm X, C. Wright Mills, Gore Vidal, Upton Sinclair. These are all the voices that are preserved in the Pacifica Radio Archives. 818-985-5735 is the number number to call, poets and philosophers, rabble-rousers and revolutionaries. Those are the kinds of people whose voices are preserved here. And not only is it programming that's focused on individuals, it's also programming that's focused on movements. There's a two-part program here called We Shall Overcome. That's 2 hours of programming. There's also South Africa, A Lesson of Freedom. There's one called Remembering Cesar Chavez. There's also War and Peaceful Demonstrations. There is the 1982 Israel-Lebanon War. There's one program called Our Fast Food Nation. There's another one called The Satanic Verses. There is one called The Iran Hostage Crisis, the 1979 March on D.C. So it's not just individuals, but movements whose history is preserved in these 75 hours of programming. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. And for just a $200 pledge, you can get 75 hours of programming. That's 54 cents a day. Can you spare 54 cents for your favorite radio station? And we will give you a copy of the 2-DVD box set of Eric Clapton, the Crossroads Guitar Festival of 2007, featuring such musicians as Sheryl Crow, Willie Nelson, B.B. King, Vince Gill, Jimmy Vaughn, and so many others, Los Lobos, Jeff Beck, Steve Winwood, on this amazing 2-DVD set that was a live recording. It's a live recording, 2-DVD set of a program of a concert in Chicago last July, just less than a year ago, and it's brand new, and it's just a little extra incentive for you to pick up the phone and call so you get these 75 hours of programming plus 2 DVDs. We just have a few left, folks. 818-985-KPFK. And speaking of philosophers, we heard Jay Krishnamurthy. Alan Watts, the ever-popular Alan Watts, who has somewhat of a cult following, particularly among Pacifica listeners, is also preserved in the Pacifica Radio Archives. He was a programmer here at KPFK. And sometimes if you tune in the middle of the night at KPFK, you can still hear Alan Watts as though he were alive when Roy Tuckman on Something's Happening will play hours of Alan Watts. There's so much Alan Watts material that is preserved in the Pacifica Radio Archives. And if you're thinking, well, who is Alan Watts? Well, let's take a listen to this man. Or maybe you are a huge Alan Watts fan. If so, there is a 1 hour focused just on Alan Watts in this collection of remarkable programs, 75 hours of them. So let's take a listen to the philosopher, Alan Watts.
The kind of God that people worship is, of course, an attempt to imagine an absolutely perfect human being. But it's a very poor attempt. For example, Jesus taught that if somebody sins against you, you forgive him. And his disciples asked, well, how many times do you forgive him? And he said 99 times, which is our way of saying umpteen times. Always forgive somebody who sins against you. But notice that that is required of a saint. A saint is always forgiving. But it's not required of God. God will not forgive you unless you apologize. And you have to grovel on the ground if you've committed what the Catholic Church calls a mortal sin. You've got to come to God in a state of great penitence. And if you don't do that, you are liable to be confined in the dungeons of the court of heaven, commonly known as hell, for always and always and always. You may think it's frivolous of me to say this, but don't forget that the pictorial image of God that people have in the backs of their minds, even if you're a very sophisticated philosopher or theologian, that primitive pictorial image has a very strong influence on your feelings about religion, about the universe, and about yourself. So it's just for that reason that the traditional idea of God has become implausible to many people, and that modern Protestant theologians and even some Catholics have been talking recently about the death of God, and about the possibility of whether we could have a religionless religion. That is to say, a religion which does not involve belief in God.
belief in God, that is. Apologize for the little technical problem there with our CD player, and that is the voice of Alan Watts, philosopher who critiqued organized religion like Jay Krishnamurti did, although in a very different way. And if you've heard Alan Watts before and have wondered, well, who is this man? This excerpt that we just heard is from a one-hour program that is sort of an introduction to Alan Watts, if you will, a wonderful program that not only tells you who he was, where he came from, what happened to him, but of course Alan Watts in his own voice, his own words itself. 818-985-KPFK is the number to call, 818-985-KPFK, and we've had a wonderful response from listeners so far this morning, and it's always such a pleasure, you know, to promote materials that are created by Pacifica rather than outside created DVDs or documentaries or programming, because this is Pacifica at its best. This is why the material itself speaks for why we need to keep Pacifica on the air, why we need to keep KPFK on the air. For a pledge of just 54 cents a day, we want to send you these 75 hours of programming. Think about what you're getting for just $200. I mean, this is not only a contribution to KPFK, but this collection really is valued at far more than $200. Remember, it is an MP3 format, so it can be played only on your computer or an MP3-ready CD player. You can load it up onto your MP3, portable MP3 player, and listen to it as you're going on your daily walks, or maybe you go to the gym and you like to listen to a thought-provoking material rather than mindless music. Or, well, not all music is mindless, obviously. Some of it is very thoughtful. A lot of it is very thoughtful. What we're doing here at KPFK is we're not only preserving, of course, the public affairs programming, we preserve all the programming at KPFK, including music programming, including health and spirituality, including the Spanish language program. 818-985-5735 is the number to call for $200 pledge from the vault. 75 one-hour programs in MP3 format. We only have one DVD left, folks, by the way. Or rather, it's a DVD set of two DVDs. Two DVD set left. Crossroads, Eric Clapton's Guitar Festival 2007. The next caller can pledge $200 and get that very last DVD set that we have left. Eric Clapton, along with Los Lobos, Jeff Beck, John McLaughlin, B.B. King, Vince Gill, Sheryl Crow, Willie Nelson, and others. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK for $200 pledge, 75 one-hour programs in MP3 format from the Pacifica Radio Archives, featuring people like George Carlin, whom we're going to hear from next, the man who was essentially responsible for why we have FCC rules on obscenity in radio and in broadcast media. And if you were wondering, you know, why certain words are allowed and not others, listening to this next clip may shed some light on it. George Carlin, a longtime friend of Pacifica, and really Pacifica Radio, is involved in the history of that FCC ruling that gave rise to the 7 dirty words that we cannot say on the air. And, you know, as you're listening, also remember, maybe you are a recent winner in Uprising's Who Said That contest, the new weekly contest that we just started a few weeks ago, that features voices from the Pacifica Radio Archives, asks you to guess who said that, and then tells you a little bit about it and shares a CD of it with you. Or maybe you've called in and tried to win. You can educate yourself on these voices from the vault. In fact, we featured a couple of CDs from this set already on that contest. 818-985-KPFK. Let's take a listen to comedian George Carlin.
Here is the original excerpt from George Carlin's Filthy Words monologue that aired on WBAI on October 30th, 1973.
I want to tell you something about words that I think is important. I love, as I say, they're my work, they're my play, they're my passion. Words are all we have, really. We have thoughts, but thoughts are fluid, you know. And then we assign a word to a thought. And we're stuck with that word for that thought. So be careful with words. I like to think, yeah, the same words, you know, that hurt can heal. It's a matter of how you pick them. There are some people that aren't into all the words. There are some people that would have you not use certain words. Yeah, there are 400,000 words in the English language, and there are 7 of them you can't say on television. What a ratio that is. 399,993 to 7. They must really be bad. They'd have to be outrageous to be separated from a group that large. All of you over here, you 7.
Bad word.
That's what they told us they were, remember?
That's a bad word.
No bad words, bad thoughts, bad intentions, and words. You know the seven, don't you, that you can't say on television? Huh? Those are the heavy seven. Those are the ones that'll infect your soul, curve your spine, and keep the country from winning the war. Wow. And doesn't even belong on the list, you know? Yeah. It's such a friendly sounding word. Sounds like a nickname, right?
Hey, come here, man.
I think that we have to do it. I mean, we're
and that is the voice of George Carlin, all those beeps included. Of course, he said them. We had to beep them out because they are banned by the FCC. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. That was just an amazing piece of audio history you just heard. George Carlin, preserved in the 75 hours in MP3 format from the vault. His voice is just one of the many, many, many voices featured here. There's a whole hour focused on George Carlin himself. Maybe you're a big George Carlin fan and you didn't know that he was the one who, you know, whose voice aired on WBAI and which ended up leading to the FCC making a decision. 818-985-KPFK. It's a $200 pledge for these incredible 75 hours of programs. And by the way, if you got the 50 hours that was offered in our past drives and would like to upgrade your collection, you can get it for an extra $50 pledge. We'll send you the 25 new hours to add to it so that you have the complete collection. 818-985-KPFK. Joining me in studio, by the way, for the last 20 minutes of this program is Brian DeShazer, the director of the Pacifica Radio Archives. Brian, we've been having so much fun listening to these voices.
Cool.
Today.
It's been a real honor and a privilege to put it together. It's been about a year and a half we've been doing it.
That's
now.
Right.
And it's been broadcast nationally and on the BBC in London. So for the first time, listeners in the UK are listening to the things that Pacifica listeners have been listening to for the past 60 years.
It's amazing, actually, to think about the fact that all of these voices, I mean, there's 50,000 tapes, and every right. week the archives goes in. How do you pick which voice or which movement to feature right. that week?
We do sort of go into group meetings and sort of brainstorm, but it also is developed by the Preservation and Access Project that we're doing. So we're funded by the National Endowment for the Arts, the Grammy Foundation, so we have panels of judges that sort of put together some of the best of what is really significant to preserve in the long-term sense for future generations. So we just sort of like culled from that. Lorraine Hansberry we just did recently, a week ago, and it was because that Lorraine Hansberry documentary hadn't been heard since 1964.
Wow.
Or 1967, excuse me. She passed away in 1965. So we have Ossie Davis, the voice of Anne Bancroft and Rosemary Harris reading Lorraine Hansberry. So this pack that we're offering is the first 75 programs, which is 75 hours and a year and a half worth of work in addition to the preservation work that we do in the archives.
It's incredible, and we want to play for you next a voice that I'm sure you will recognize, folks. We're featuring the poets and philosophers, the rabble-rousers and revolutionaries from the vault of the Pacifica Radio Archives, one of the greatest revolutionaries, of course, in the United States, Malcolm X. His voice is in the archives, and there is a one-hour program focused just on Malcolm X. Let's take a listen.
How you gonna be nonviolent in Mississippi as violent as you were in Korea? How can you justify being nonviolent in Mississippi and Alabama when your churches are being bombed and your little girls are being murdered, and at the same time you're gonna get violent with Hitler and Tojo and somebody else that you don't even know? If violence is wrong in America, violence is wrong abroad. If it's wrong to be violent, defending black women and black children and black babies and black men, then it's wrong for America to draft us and make us violent abroad in defense of her. And if it is right for America to draft us and teach us how to be violent in defense of her, then it is right for you and me to do whatever is necessary to defend our own people right here in this country.
That's the voice, of course, of Malcolm X, preserved in the Pacifica Radio Archives. One of these 75 hours is focused entirely on Malcolm X. Give us a call right now, folks. I mean, I think by now you've gotten a sense of what a treasure trove of material you will be getting for your $200 pledge. Not only, of course, KPFK free and available to everybody who listens, but this amazing box set of 8 CDs in MP3 format will be yours. 75 hours of programming. People like Malcolm X, Jim Morrison, J. Krishnamurti, Alan Watts, George Carlin, Langston Hughes, June Jordan, Margaret Mead, whom we'll be hearing from next, and so many others. 818-985-KPFK. It's a $200 pledge, and this has been one of our most popular thank you gifts so far. Brian DeShazer still joining me in studio. Brian, I know that other stations around the country have also been using this as a fundraising device.
Free Speech TV actually just used it as a premium on their fund drive and did gangbusters with it, so we're proud
of
that.
Free Speech TV was not even affiliated with
Pacifica. Not even affiliated, but we still managed to get it out there, and it's being seen and heard in places we hadn't even dreamt of, including the Cal State University, Cal State LA History Department has taken portions of these from the vault as required listening in the U.S. history classes.
Fantastic.
So we are just now getting into academia. And I don't mean getting into, but we're fulfilling our mission in making these materials accessible. And getting them into the colleges, universities, high school, libraries is really the point of our work in preserving the materials and making them accessible. We're just really privileged that we have the airwaves to share them again of where they were born.
Right.
You know, these recordings aren't bought from somewhere else or licensed from somewhere else. They were originated and generated by Pacifica Radio. The listeners kept our stations alive for all those years to amass this incredible collection, which is considered one of the most important collections in the world.
And what's
Margaret
amazing,
Mead, that we're going to listen to soon, is really great.
And what's amazing is that it's growing. It's still growing. And the reason it's growing is because listeners keep donating and keep the station on the air. Next year, KPFK will be celebrating its 50th anniversary. And nobody thought we could do this. Nobody thought that Pacifica could stay alive for this long, for decades, the oldest public radio institution in the country. And it's through your contributions right now. And if you want to help keep this station on for another 50 years, you know, do your part to help us get through 2008. 818-985-KPFK. It's a $200 pledge, and we want to make you a proud owner of these CDs. As Brian said, right now, students are being asked to listen to this amazing audio history. But for all of you parents out there, get this for your children. For all of you teachers out there, get this for the students in your classrooms. All of you know somebody, some young person that you might want to mentor who you think could benefit from this amazing history. This is American and world history. And not only the history of people like Malcolm X and the movements that he inspired and were inspired by him, but also the history of movements themselves. There's a whole hour on the racial history of Los Angeles, the Satanic Verses, our fast food nation, the Peace Walkers. There's also the Free Speech Movement, the Bill of Rights Anniversary, We Shall Overcome, two-part program. It's so much material here. 818-985-5735, 75 hours of programming, yours for a pledge of just $200. That's a little over $16 a month. You can split it up into $16 a month if $200 is far too much for you. Or you can, I mean, think about the fact that it's only literally 54 cents a day. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Let's take a listen to Margaret Mead. This is Margaret Mead. She is introduced, I believe, by Christopher Sprinkle, who's one of the producers. He was the original producer from The Vault and has now moved on to doing lots of other fun things. And Margaret Mead, of course, an incredible and very important feminist, her voice also preserved in the Pacifica Radio Archives.
This week on From the Vault, we're looking at the family in America, the roles of men and women in society, marriage, raising children, sex, free love, hetero, homo, and bisexuality, legalizing marijuana, college students, Indonesia, Samoa, cancer, and the list could just go on and on. I know it sounds like we're going to air highlights from Oprah or an episode of Grey's Anatomy, but no. All these topics fit into this one little show because of a woman born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in 1901, whom the governor of Florida once called a dirty old lady. And, well, this dirty old lady was married 3 times, once dated a man who tried to reform her of what he called her prostitution complex. She had a lifelong affair with another woman and once responded when asked about her views on free love, quote, "You drink one good wine with one dish and another good wine with another." But to more than one generation of women, she was hailed as a feminist, although she preferred to think of herself as feminine. And a leading expert on mind research once said of her, "She has one of the most filled minds of any person I've ever come into contact with, and uses more of her intellectual capacity than anyone I've ever known." She's also credited with saying 22 words you've most certainly seen on t-shirts, bumper stickers, and banners all around the world. Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. This week on From the Vault, we're looking at Margaret Mead.
A young married couple today expect to have the kind of house and car and television set and radio and facilities for education and medicine for their children that in the past people would have thought they had to work and save for 10 or 15 years. There's a tendency to foreshorten life and live it now with an underlying fear that the future is hopelessly uncertain. And you better get your joy now, all of it. Marriage, parenthood, house ownership, and power lawnmower at once. And we have a very curious foreshortening of life, which is very comparable to what was once found among the very poor, the people who didn't know where tomorrow's meal was coming from. If they got some money, they ate it and drank it up and bought what they could on tick. So they bought something and they had a stove for 3 months, and then they couldn't pay the installments, so they came and took the stove away. They'd had it for 3 months. Now, this is the present position all over this country, in every class, that people are buying every single thing they can, and they're mortgaging 30 years ahead of their lives, which they don't quite believe will be there, in order to have 4 or 5 years in which everything that they have learned they should have and have a right to as human beings is concentrated, with a general feeling, well, then if a recession comes, then if the atom bomb comes, then if a world war comes, we've had it. We've grown up, we've been married, we've had a home, we've had children now. And so that a general sense of world insecurity seems to be bringing about in the richest and most prosperous country in the world a type of behavior that was once associated with extreme poverty.
Margaret Mead saying things that I think are so relevant today that we could be hearing her just a week ago talking about how the American lifestyle today is really based on debt. Maybe that says something about Americans' mentality today and you know, their pessimism about the future, if you will. Amazing woman, Margaret Mead, preserved on the Pacifica Radio, in the Pacifica Radio Archives' vault. And you can get her voice along with the voice of dozens and dozens of others if you call right now at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. We have literally 6 or 7 minutes left, folks, and get in right now and make that pledge. It's literally 54 cents a day. If you think about how little money that is, and it's a tax-deductible contribution to your favorite radio station, and we'll send you 75 hours of programming on MP3 CDs. That's 8 CDs worth of material, by the way, and you can get the upgrade if you got the 50 hours last fund drive. You can just get the upgrade for an extra $50 pledge. And Brian, what I loved about what Margaret Mead, about this particular clip that we just heard, was not only just Margaret Mead herself speaking, but we had an introduction to her for people who may not have known who she was. And I think that's an amazing service that the archives has done.
Right. You know, there's so many people that are from the counterculture or from the perspective that's not mainstream that Pacifica has collected that have long been since forgotten. Margaret Mead was one of the most famous anthropologists of the 20th century,
mm-hmm.
one of the most prolific writers of anthropology. And that's how, when Pacifica recorded her in lecture, in an interview, and being confronted by the feminist movement, all of this together sort of rounded out her entire career here at Pacifica. We have 25 years of Margaret Mead that has been compiled and compressed into this one From the Vault episode, which is incredible. We've talked to Margaret Mead's daughter and donated these materials to the Margaret Mead Centennial Collection because they didn't have records of her speaking this way. She didn't have the records of being unmediated in a media situation, in a studio where they didn't censor her, that led her mind, as that full mind, really expand itself on the air. It happened on the air, and that's what we have to offer our listeners. 818-985-5735, just a few more minutes in this hour. From the Vault, 75 hours on 8 CDs, MP3 format. I love to put it in my iPod. Mm-hmm. I listen to music, and then it sort of bumps in, and it's, I don't know what it is. It's really freaky, but sometimes the songs of Aretha Franklin from the 60s and then listen to Malcolm X clip next is really moving. I mean, I get stunned sometimes by our own sound.
You can help yourself work out even better quality of working out, listening to these on your MP3 player. Folks, we have very little time left. 818-985-KPFK is the number to call. And, you know, it may be what's remarkable to me is the number of women leaders and mentors and role models that are preserved in this set. I mean, you can basically get a whole education on Black history from this 75-hour set or from women's history. I mean, we just heard...
From the very beginning of Betty Friedan on...
Oh,
we're just working with
stuff.
The feminist majority on creating an anthology based on these materials. Incredible work.
And Betty Friedan is on this 8-CD set as well. Molly Ivins, whom we'll hear from next. Margaret Mead, of course, whom we just heard. Rachel Carson, Helen Caldicott. So many women.
June Jordan.
We heard her earlier in the hour. There's so much women's history in this pack. I mean, you can create your own history montages, listening to a few hours at a time. 818-985-KPFK. Let's take a listen to Molly Ivins, an amazing woman, rabble-rouser, Texan journalist who followed the careers of so many presidents and who we lost very recently, but she's preserved in the Pacifica Radio Archives. This is what Molly Ivan says about the mass media.
I was going to start by reinforcing your paranoid conspiracy theories about the mass media in this country. I know that you all believe that we are not allowed to tell the truth in the mass media, and indeed it is true. Our best work is never printed, and I thought I would prove that by giving you three new examples in one of our favorite categories of competition. Newspaper people are very competitive, and we compete in any number of esoteric categories, one of which is best lead ever written but not printed. In my home state, there is a perfectly dreadful place called Odessa, Texas. The newspaper, the Odessa American, is a perfectly dreadful newspaper. But they did run a front-page story that deserves to be remembered by us all who have written weather stories over the years. There was a fender bender on, it's redundant to say, a hot summer day in Odessa. A sporting goods van was rear-ended by another vehicle, and it caused the doors on the back of the van to pop open, and sporting equipment spilled all over the street. Even in Odessa, that would not normally be a front-page story, but they did have enough sense to print the following lead: golf balls the size of hail rained on the streets of Odessa.
The remarkable and late Molly Ivins, her voice preserved in the Pacifica Radio Archives. She is no longer with us, and it was such a great loss when we heard of her passing away. But you can hear Molly Ivins and in her own words through the Pacifica Radio Archives. If you pledge right now at 818-985-KPFK for $200 pledge, you can get Molly Ivins and you can get Paul Robeson, Woody Guthrie, Langston Hughes, Ralph Nader, Malcolm X, Gore Vidal, and so many other voices at 818-985-5735. We need several more callers calling in. We've had a wonderful number of you calling in this hour so far. If we can just end the program with another great bunch of you folks calling in. You've been listening and you haven't been calling. I know you've been listening and enjoying some of these amazing clips as we've been hearing the voices of these poets and philosophers, rabble-rousers and revolutionaries from the vault of the Pacifica Radio Archives. 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735. $200 pledge from the vault. 75 hours of material for you to enjoy and listen to and pass on to your family and friends. Brian DeShazer, any last thoughts?
You got to get it. $200. And then, you know, my favorite thing to really hear feedback on is if people get this, listen to it, and then donate to a high school. We hear from students, and
amazing.
They're really amazed, and they learn from this.
Let's do
818-985-5735.
For Sonali's subversive thought for the day, Howard Zinn, who once said, I suggest that if you know history, then you might not be so easily fooled by the government when it tells you you must go to war for this or that reason, that history is a protective armor against being misled. That's Howard Zinn, and that's Sonali's subversive thought for the day. You've been listening to Uprising. Gabriel Sonner is our assistant producer, and Teddy Robinson, our engineer. Brian DeShazer, thanks so much for joining us. You can go to kpfk.org and pledge online. I'm your host and producer, Sonali Kolhatkar. Thanks so much for listening.
This is Al Franken, and you're listening to Fiercely Independent KPFK, 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 in Santa Barbara.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now! Fidel Castro is resigning as president of Cuba, ending almost half a century in power. We'll get the latest. Then Pakistani President General